Amen.
Hallelujah. 1 Samuel 15 and 22. The Word of God says, "And Samuel said, Hath the Lord as great delight in burnt offering and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, he hath also rejected thee from being king." Amen. Would you pray with us this morning? Father, I thank you for the privilege to be in the house of the Lord. I thank you for the grace wherewith you have, God, purchased us and given us that we might obtain like precious salvation, that we may, God, walk in the newness of life, that we may walk in the light and the counsel of heaven. That's your will, that it may be done in every heart and every life and every soul. Lord, that word of God may go forth and find good ground, bringing forth, God, an abundance. That's your will, that it may be done in every life. And may we go from this place, God, to carry forth and show forth the gospel through obedience unto you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Everybody said amen. And pray for Brother Joe Strode. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank God. I'm glad to know this morning, amen, that I'm glad that all the folks down through the years that have obeyed God. I'm glad Jesus was obedient. Amen. You know, if we live in a world, and I'm going to deal with the thought this morning, the fruits of obedience. Amen. We've come almost to a place that folks have been, and even in mainstream Christianity, amen, seem to think that obedience is an alternative. Somewhere along the line, somebody, amen, needs to get a clue, amen, that without obedience there is no salvation. Amen. Without obedience there would have been no establishment of salvation. Hello? Amen. There would have been nothing for you and I to have sought after, no means of forgiveness. Amen. So obedience is a very important thing. Amen. And I believe that God sets a very high premium on obedience. Amen. I thought about, and before I move any much further, I'm going to look in a moment, but I was talking to a man that was working on our computers at work, and we were doing a transfer over to a new operating system, and he's from Panama. And I began to talk to him. He began to tell me how that almost all of his kinfolk were lost. He said, "My people were mean." Amen. And said, "I thought maybe everybody was mean. I didn't know any better. Hadn't heard no gospel." Amen. And he began to tell about different people that came into his life and began to said a certain lady that he was a tour guide, and said he had to meet her on the other side, over towards the other side of the island, and or other side of the landmass there. He had to go across volcanoes and all that to get where she was, and said, "I was taking her to establish or do something with a Christian library." And she began to ask me, he said, "Do you know Jesus?" I said, "No, I don't know. I don't know who's Jesus." Amen. And said, and she began to tell me that Jesus loves me. And said, "I couldn't hardly get a hold of that." Said, "Most of my family didn't know anything about God." Said, we was raised, didn't hardly have anything. And said, everybody I thought was pretty much into all kind of meanness. And he went on and said, "Many people that come into my path, amen, began to tell me about Jesus." And so said, I've been down to the Catholic priest, the only thing that I knew. And said, for 5 years, I've been going to him. Said, I don't want to be like everybody else. I want to be different. I want to be better." Amen. Said, he'd tell me this and that and the other, and said, I was still the same. After 5 years, I hadn't had no change. Amen. But finally said, amen, after that little woman had asked him about Jesus and told him he loved him, said, "I done got back home and I'm taking a shower," and said, "I begin to think about what that little lady said, that Jesus loved me." Amen. Said, how could Jesus, who I don't even know, love me? Amen. And he went on and says, other ones that had added to that, said, finally, I come to the knowledge of who he was. Amen. And then he said, I come to the knowledge of what I had to do to have a relationship with him, and I obeyed him. Amen. In repentance. Amen. And said, he then, through obedience, has made a difference in my life. I'm different than all of my family. Amen. I'm different than a lot of my friends used to be because of Jesus. Amen. Oh, and you could tell the tears were welling up in his eyes, and you could tell he had a real relationship with God. Amen. mind. But I like what he said. I had to do what, amen, had to be done on my part in order for Jesus to do what he could do in my life. Amen. How many people are missing that today? Amen. Opportunities. Did I tell my children, I want y'all to go in the medical field. I want you to go back to third world country because that'll give you an open door. Amen. And said, you're there to help medically, but you're there for something else more important. You're there to tell them about Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. You're there to show them Jesus. Amen. Thank God. Hallelujah. Brother Tony said, I've always liked that song, and Mama used to request it. I'd rather see a sermon than to hear one any day. Amen. Thank God how true that is. Amen. So here in 1 Samuel, God said, hath God as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. My, amen. God puts a high premium on obedience. Amen. In excerpts from A.W. Tozer's book, amen, Pass to Power, he begins to deal with the subject of obedience. Brother Tozer, to show you how long ago some of this was written, Brother Tozer passed away in 1961. Amen. So this is how far back Brother Tozer is writing about. And he says that the church of our day, amen, he said the New Testament usage, let me just look at obedience according to the New Testament usage, means to give earnest attention to the Word. Amen. To submit to its authority and to carry out its instructions. I want to say that again. To obey in the New Testament usage means to give earnest attention to the Word. Amen. And to submit to its authority and to carry out its instructions. Amen. My. No wonder Jesus said, he that hath an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. That ear to hear, amen, is exactly the definition, amen, that I have read to you about to obey. It is to hear with the intention of obedience. Amen to God. Thank God that God's made that hear and ear. And so obedience, in this sense, is almost a dead letter in modern Christianity. Amen. The very great, horrible thing that we see today is a lot of people think God's commandments are God's suggestions. Amen. That you can just do whatever you want. Amen. Pick and choose the ones that you want to obey, and God will just keep right on blessing you. Somewhere along the line, somebody has made a terrible mistake. Amen. God didn't write those things in the Word of God so that we could just arbitrarily choose the ones we want and throw away the ones that we don't. Amen. God has written those things so that we can follow them, amen, and work through them by His help and His grace. And God can work in us, amen, and bring forth the supernatural power of God in the life. Come on, Brother Joe. God's got a plan. Hello? Amen. I was talking to that young Panamanian friend. Amen. I said, look here. Amen. If you got a recipe for a cake, amen, and you decide that you ain't going to follow them instructions, amen, like they say, I said, I want to tell you something. You're not going to wind up with the cake that you're trying to make. Hello? He agreed. Amen. Come on, Brother Joe. And a lot of people are wanting the results of what this book says, but they will not follow the recipe of what this book says. You cannot have the results unless we are willing, amen, to walk in that obedience unto God. Come on, Brother Joe. And my Bible says, and yours, if you got a real one, says that God loveth a cheerful giver. Amen. God wants us to obey. He don't want me to obey begrudgingly, amen, or with a bad spirit. He wants me to obey willingly, wholeheartedly, amen. If I will submit to God's authority and tell God that He's right, amen. Come on, when I come to an altar for salvation, January the 13th, 1985, I didn't come down telling God, amen, I agree with you on part of this business, amen. I come down to that altar and I said, God's right 100%. I'm wrong 100%. Amen. Come on, Brother Joe. And if I didn't get up and walk away from there with a mentality and get up the next morning that God's still right 100%, and I need to line up with what God says, that's the only way to attain the will and the purpose of God. Amen. So the church of our day, Brother Tozer said, has soft-pedaled the doctrine of obedience, either neglecting it altogether or mentioning it only apologetically and without urgency. The results from a fundamental confusion of obedience and works. Amen. Now, if you go down and deal with the Calvinists, they say that the Word of God tells us no man by the deeds of the flesh or word deeds of the law is going to be saved. Amen. In other words, you can't be saved by your works. Amen. But being saved by your works and preaching obedience is two different things. Amen. I'm saved because what, Brother Joe? I'm saved because Jesus Christ died on the cross. Amen. Made it possible for me to have redemption. Amen. But I'm not saved, amen, unless I go through the obedience of following through what God said. Listen, amen, the same one that died on the cross for my sins and your sins, amen, and paid the price, said, you must repent. Amen. You got to be born again. Amen to God. And He tells us the pattern of that. I must submit myself unto God. Amen. He is right. Amen. And confess my sins. Amen. And let Him wash me under regeneration. Amen. Jesus died for all. There is a doctrine called universal salvation that is a falsehood. Jesus died for all. Therefore, all are saved. That's the biggest lie I hatched out of hell. Amen. All are not saved. Who's saved, Brother Joe? Them that believe, amen, upon Jesus Christ, amen, confess their sins out of a true heart, amen, repent, turn their back on iniquity, and follow Christ, amen. Hallelujah. Come on, Brother Joe. Now listen, here you, Brother Joe, you're preaching to the lost, amen, preaching to whoever's listening. Hello? Amen. The same way I get saved is the same way that I live the Christian life. Amen. I must walk the same way that I started. Come on. The way that I started January the 13th, 1985. Amen. God's right. Amen. I can tell you, I can't get up 2 or 3 weeks later and figure out that God may not be right on some things. Hello? Because if I do, amen, my disobedience is going away, and so is God's work in my life. Amen. If we look at the church of today, how much, amen, has a faulty false preaching destroyed of obedience? Amen. How much zeal has it taken away from the church? Hello? My Bible says, concerning Christ, the zeal of thine house hath eaten thee up. Amen. What was it talking about? He'd gone down to that temple. He'd observed all the things that were wrong in that temple. Amen. And he got fiercely angry. Amen. Yes, it's not a sin to be angry. Amen. You're going to be sinning when you're angry. Amen. Be angry and sin not. That's what the Word of God says. Jesus made him a cord. Amen. A whip out of cords. And he turned over those money changers' tables. Amen. He'd have been a hypocrite if he hadn't have done it. Come on. What'd he do? He'd attack what was wrong in the house of God. Amen. How can you ever have it right if you're not going to deal with what's wrong? Hello? Amen. We got folks today who want to tiptoe around all the things that are wrong and wonder why they don't get fixed. Amen. I can tell you why they don't get fixed. Nobody's addressing what's wrong. Amen. If I want to fix something, I've got to deal with the problem. Amen. I got to deal with the cause. Amen. Let's just look and see. Amen. Obedience here. Because of salvation, we come to a place where Tozer said, we now have salvation without obedience. How in the world can you have that? You literally can't have it. Amen. Let me see what else Brother Tozer said about such a thing. He said there is no such thing, amen, in God's Word as salvation without obedience. It doesn't exist. Amen to God. But salvation through obedience does exist. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. Not only salvation, amen, let's just push it a little bit further down the road. Amen. The same principle applies not only to salvation, it applies to my Christian walk. It applies to my sanctification. It applies to my growth in God. Amen. It applies to what God's going to do in my life. If God's going to got a plan for our life, amen, if God don't obey God, that plan will never come into fruition. Hello? You know, Brother Joe, it's not that simple. I'm afraid that's what the problem is. It is that simple. Amen. I don't know about you, but I think God's got a whole lot better plans for, amen, what's going on spiritually in this world and what's going on. Hello? You can't make Brother Joe believe that God's just plumb satisfied with the condition of Christianity. You can't make me believe that. Amen. I can tell you, when I stand in the presence of God, amen, I know I have plenty of room to move up. Hello? I want to look at some things. I want us to see, amen, the reason, amen, that church, amen, is stagnating is because obedience is not being practiced. Amen. You say anything we want to say, amen. If man will follow through and obey God, he will study that word. Amen. He'll pray, talk to God, obey God. When God says something, I want to show you a person that their life will be a continual climb spiritually. Amen. We'll say that again. Amen. Brother, I believe it was Brother Wigglesworth's book. Amen. That said, amen, talked about how that we would continually be in a growing, amen, a growing loop, spiral upward if we obeyed God and continued in the process that God had started us at salvation. Amen. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I think God's got a lot more, amen, that He wants to do in this world. Amen. If He can find a few folks, amen, that'll say, Lord, I'm yours. Amen. I want what you want. Amen. I surrender all of my, amen, of myself unto you. I give you without any, God, without any backlash. You are the final authority. Your word is the final authority, and your spirit is going to lead me because I'm going to be leading. Let me just say this right here. He said, they that are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Amen. Now, if I want to obey God, then how, pray tell, can God lead me? Amen. You can't lead someone that won't obey. Amen. It's impossible. Amen. But if God's after obedient people, amen, when God found obedient people, He turned the world upside down with them. Hello? I said, when God, that's from Genesis to Revelation, amen, He found a man named Abraham. God's, amen, in search of His man in the earth. He's going to, come on, He's going to have to find somebody that's going to be willing to meet the conditions, amen. Then out of Abraham comes Isaac. And out of Isaac, He says, shall thy seed, my seed be called. Come on, amen, He's got a plan. God's got it instituted from the foundation of the world. Amen. How's He going to bring it about, Brother Job? He's going to bring it about, amen, through finding men and women, amen, that'll submit themselves to Him, obey Him, walk in His leadership, amen, and He's going to empower them in the earth to do the will of God and to bring about the will of heaven in the earth. Come on, I'm feeling the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. I can tell you God's plan's been set in order for a long time. Amen. Ain't nobody got to wait for God to have a plan. Amen. He's already had it a long time before I come around. God's had a plan. Amen to God. All this, amen, being waited on. Amen. It's like I learned many years ago. Amen. When I'm battling over that fear business about going to the street. Amen. And God let me know good and plain. I mean to tell you, He let me know in good solid knowledge. You hadn't been waiting on me, son. Amen. I've been waiting on you. Hello? That makes you feel real good. Makes you feel real big. Amen. When we come to the knowledge of that God's been sitting there, we've been trying to blame God, and God's been waiting on us all along to get ourselves in the place where we ought to be. Come on with me this morning. Amen. If God can get us in the place where we're supposed to be, amen, God can do what He wants to do. Amen. I'm telling you, God can do, amen, exceedingly great and marvelous things. Amen. Here lately, several times in the last few weeks, amen, God, hey, amen, has come by and visited me, amen, and saying, I have great things, amen, that I want to do. Amen. Come on. He said, are you willing, amen, in so many words, to be a part of that? Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. I'm telling you, but we have to meet those conditions. Amen to God. I got to be willing to say, Lord, amen, it's not my will, but thine be done. Oh, hallelujah. Let heaven's will come to pass on earth. That means I got to push things, amen, that are trying to hinder that. I got to put them out of the way. My Bible said, lay aside every weight and the sin that does so easily beset us and run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Amen. What are you saying, preacher? Amen. I'm telling you, God's got some things that we got to do that He ain't going to do, but He'll help us to do it. I got to be willing to lay aside what's hindering God. Amen. I tell you one thing, you'll never find a God that's not willing. He's willing to point it out. God's not bashful. I'm going to say that again. He's a gentleman, but He's not bashful. Amen. He'll put His finger on the very things that are hindering us. Amen. He'll lay it right on the mark. And then it becomes my responsibility and your responsibility. Amen. To say, Lord, amen, I love You better than I love that. Come on. Amen. We preaching on love a few weeks ago. The definition is, isn't love is a sovereign choice of one thing over another. Amen. Come on. Either I love God supreme to everything. Come on with me. If I do, amen, He's the number one. Amen. He's the thing that makes my life click. Amen. He's the one that's leading me. Amen. Not only will He lead us. Amen. But if I'm leadable. Amen. But He will empower us. Amen. With the glorious power of God. Amen. It's through obedience. Amen. That a person obtains. Amen. And is brought to sanctification. It's through obedience. Amen. That the Holy Ghost comes. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. God not. Amen. Got anything for the disobedient. Amen. But a time of dealing and trouble. Amen. But I can tell you, He's got, amen, something for the obedient. Ooh. Glory. Oh, hallelujah. Thank You, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you be willing and obedient, My word hath declared plainly that you shall eat the good of the land. Behold, heaven doors will be open, and open heaven will be thine. But behold, if you refuse and rebel, thy sword, the same word declareth unto thee that you shall be devoured by the sword, for the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. Behold, I say unto thee, to them who will obey Me, behold, and walk with Me, shall I not lead them? Shall I not keep them as the apple of Mine eye? And shall I not set forth an open heaven for them, saith the Lord, that they may have access unto Me? And behold, that heaven shall open and pour out unto them that which is needed in the hour of that need, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. My. Amen. My. Because I love what Jesus said, amen, to Nathanael. Because you believe when He said, I said unto you that I saw you under the fig tree. Amen. He said, behold, greater things than this shall you see. For hereafter thou shalt see the heavens open and the angels ascending and descending on the Son of Man. Amen. In other words, Nathanael, amen, after you just keep on obeying Me and believing, and there's going to be an open heaven. Amen. Mine, there's going to be a transfer of things from heaven to earth and earth to heaven. Come on with Brother Joe, that's what Christianity is all about. Amen. It's not about me walking through some set of rules. It's about God living in us. Amen. It's about God working in human flesh. Amen. To do what human flesh can never do without God. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm on. Amen. Every path, the path of God is revealed. Amen. It's not the path of the natural man. It's the path of the spiritual man. Amen. It's the path of the impossible being wrought. Amen. Through vessels of weakness. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. The Apostle Paul said, we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the glory thereof may be unto God and not unto us. Oh, hallelujah. I got to hurry. I know I've got more than I can preach this morning. Amen. The Bible knows nothing of salvation apart from obedience. Amen. Paul testified that obedience to the faith among all nations is what he, Paul, testified, that he was sent to preach obedience to the faith among all nations. He reminded the Roman Christians that they had been set free from sin because they had obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered you. And in the New Testament, there is no contradiction between faith and obedience. Between faith and law works, yes. Between law and grace, yes. But between faith and obedience, not at all. The Bible recognizes no faith that does not lead to obedience, nor does it recognize any obedience that does not spring from faith. Amen to God. I obey God because I believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Amen. Faith, amen, cannot have, amen, human, amen, blower emotions that drive it. Faith must be driven. It works, what does the Bible say? By love. Amen to God. Hallelujah. Therefore, because I love God, amen, I hear Brother Bonzi Cooley's testimony. Truly, brothers and sisters, I love the Lord because He first loved me. Amen to God. He loved the unlovable. Amen. Therefore, I love Him. Amen. Because when I was unlovable, He died on that cross for me. Amen. I feel like having church. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I owe Him everything. Amen. Son of Abraham, everything. The gospel is the power of God unto salvation. To what? The book of Romans chapter 1. To everyone that believeth. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. To everyone that believeth. Amen. To the Jew person, also the Greek. Amen. But that word believeth is not a word that just says, I make a mental assent. Amen. It is the word, amen, that says, I believe unto obedience. Amen. You can say you believe all you want to. Amen. But if you won't obey, Brother Joe, amen, got a difference with you and says you don't believe. I beg or beg people from time to time. I believe the things are getting bad. I believe the Lord's coming. I said, amen, well, you been praying? No. Amen. You been going to God's house? No. I said, I'm afraid I'm not sure you believe. Amen. I don't believe you believe, because if you did, I think that you'd be doing something different. Hello? Amen. If I'm insane, I make him believe something and not have a reaction to it. But if I'm in my right mind, amen, and I believe this building's on fire, amen, you think that I'm going to sit down and say, let's have a cup of tea? Amen. No. That's not going to be the natural reaction. Come on with Brother Joe. If I believe what God said, amen, and I'm going to be doing what God said do. I know we live in an age, amen, that is far removed from the truth. Amen. I got to hurry and look at the fruits of obedience. I said that's what I was going to preach on. The house of the obedient man is builded upon a rock. Jesus said in the end of the Sermon on the Mount, amen, the man that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man that built his house on the rock. Now listen, a lot of people say, oh, if you obey God and you're a good Christian, you got real good faith, amen, said, oh, you everything will be well. You better watch that TBN crowd, they're lying, amen, to you. Amen. Jesus said in John 16, amen, chapter 16, he said, in the world you shall have tribulation. Amen. You walk with God. What did he say in the verse that we're quoting here? And he said, the rains come, the winds blow. Amen. So, listen, if you believe or not, amen, the storms of life are going to come. Amen. The trials of life, tribulation, amen, is going to arise. But the glorious difference is what the end results comes out to be. Amen. But he said the house is going to stand, called it's built on the rock. Amen. Oh, amen. I can tell you, they said, I built this house on love. Amen. If it's built on loving God and obeying God, I'm going to tell you the devil can't tear it down. He can huff and he can puff. He can do whatever he wants to do. But it'll stand. I'm telling you, amen, I heard Jesus say, amen, up on this rock will I build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Hallelujah. That relationship, what's that relationship? That's a relationship of love, amen, reverence and obedience. Amen. You depart from that, you've departed from the plan of God, and you're not going to have the results that God says you can have in that book. Amen. I don't care where we come from, what color our skin is, amen, what male or female, if we bond or free, if we rich or if we poor, amen, the same standards apply to every last one. The ground's level with God. He has no respect to person. It don't matter, amen, we're born in the poorest part of the world. I can have this book, follow what God said, amen, and obey God, and God can do just as much with that poor individual, amen, if not more than He can with somebody who has everything. Come on. Don't matter if you're born in the USA, amen, or if you're born in a third world country around the world somewhere, amen. I marveled at that young man. I said, look at here. Amen. A man, born in a country where he didn't hear anything about God. Amen. But isn't it wonderful? Amen. How that God sought out that young man. Amen. He's hungry for something. He don't know what it is, but he don't like being the way that he is. Thank God he had that mentality. Amen. And God began to make a way to do something about it. Hallelujah. Oh, I want to tell you something. Amen. If you and I want something from God, amen, I can tell you, God will make sure we find it. Come on. Hallelujah. Have a spell. I said, if we want something from God and we're sincere, amen, God will make sure, amen, that we find out how to attain that. Hello, I want to tell you, He'll come by or He'll send somebody by and He'll give us, amen, wisdom and knowledge, and if we'll obey God and act on that, amen, God will carry us on down the road and He'll raise us up a step. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. Oh, listen to old Brother Wigglesworth. Amen. Onward and upward. That's what I'm doing with God. Amen. Everything we have with God leads me to believe God more. Every time I go through a trial, every time God works, it makes me to know that God's the God of His Word. Hallelujah. What an ever-increasing faith. Amen. With Brother Wigglesworth's mentality, he said faith ought to ever be increasing. Amen. Listen, if there's ever-increasing faith, there's ever-decreasing self. I'll say that again. If there's ever-increasing faith, there has to be ever-decreasing self. Amen. Love, amen, must increase. Amen. Faith increases and selfishness diminishes. Amen. The horrible thing today, if you turn on most Christian television, all you hear is selfishness preached. Amen. Everything about God is to make, amen, you more wealthy, to make you more fat, amen, to make your bank account bigger. Amen. Where, oh where? Amen. I want to tell you, if you begin to compare Christ and Paul to that, they were the biggest failures that you can ever find. Uh-oh. You know what that tells Brother Joe? That don't tell me that Brother Paul and the Lord is wrong. That tells me somebody else is. Hello? Amen. Jesus said to that man, Lord, he said, I'll follow you. And Jesus says, the fox has got holes and the birds got nests, but the Son of Man ain't got nowhere to lay his head. Amen. Oh, what'd he do? He went on his way. Amen. Come on, Brother Joe. Maybe he should have stuck around a little bit longer and let him quote out of Psalms, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Amen. And they that dwell therein belong unto God. Hallelujah. Come on with Brother Joe this morning. If you and I walk with God, amen, he owns the cattle of a thousand hills. Amen. We may not possess a whole lot, amen, within ourselves, but in Christ we possess all things. Amen. He owns the world. And my Bible says that I'm an heir of God and a joint heir with Jesus Christ. That says he makes me part owner. Amen. Not for me to tell God what to do. Amen. No. Amen. Nowhere in that book does God say I'm a little God. Amen. But he does say that I'm a servant. Amen. And he said he brought me into the family of God. Amen. Under Jesus Christ. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. Now, that is all hinged and contingent upon, will I listen and will I obey God? Hello? Because if I quit obeying God, amen, I have broken the family bond. Amen. What is that? No, Brother Joe, you really got any Bible for that? Oh, I believe I do. Amen. He that refuses chastening or correction or leadership, amen, he's not a son, but he's a bastard. He's fatherless. Hello? That says that I've separated myself from the family. Come on. God don't separate you and I. We separate ourselves. What did God say in the book of Isaiah chapter 59? Amen. God's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, nor is his ear heavy that you cannot hear, but your iniquities have separated between you and your God. God didn't separate us. We did. Amen. Man, always the one that backslides. God hadn't left somebody and went away. Amen. Somebody said, testified one time, got angry when somebody corrected him. God left me. No, he didn't. You left God. God ain't ever left me. Amen. I can tell you, God stands in the way trying to keep us from leaving him. Come on. He'll get in the way. He'll hedge up our way with thorns. He'll make life miserable. What's he trying to do? He's trying to get us to open our eyes and to see the truth. Amen. We live in a world that is in great need today. He shall be loved of the Father. Next, the second fruit of obedience. He shall be loved of the Father and abiding, and the abiding of the Father and of the Son. Amen. Hallelujah. Bear with me just a few more minutes. John 14:21, he that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. Judas saith unto him, not Iscariot, Lord, how is it that thou wilt manifest thyself unto us and not unto the world? Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words. And my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. I don't know about you, but I think that's the best companionship that you can have. I think you can't have anything greater than that. Amen. That God taking up his abode and living with us in human flesh. Come on. How's it going to do that, Brother Joe? Amen. It can't be done without the blood. Amen. Glory to God. And without repentance. But through repentance and the blood of Jesus washing away. Amen. That glorious covering comes. God comes. Amen. Through that obedient child of God takes up his abode with us. Amen. Leads us by the Spirit of God. Amen. Not only does he lead me. Amen. Glory to God. God, he'll just carpet the enemy. Amen. We preached Wednesday night, amen, on what it meant to be a man after God's own heart. Amen. That God said, amen, I'll fight them battles for you. I'll go in front of you because you want what I want. You love what is my will. That's God talking about David. Amen. Said, I'll knock down your enemies. Amen. I'll fight your battles. I'll cause you to be strong. Amen. I'll cause you to be burned. Amen. And behold, I'll lead you, amen, wherever you may go. Oh, I don't think there's anything more wonderful than that right there. Amen. God coming and sharing, taking up a boat. Hallelujah. Woo, glory. Hallelujah. Woo, glory. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Behold, I say unto thee, I have desired, saith the Lord, to lead. I have desired to work. Yea, it is my desire, saith the Lord, that behold, I should bring forth my will. And it's not my will, I say unto thee, and reiterate it again, it's not my will that any should perish, but that all should come unto repentance. It is my will to work. It is my will to move. It is my will to deliver, saith the Lord. It is my will to heal. It is my will to bring forth the fruits of my indwelling and manifest my life out of earthen vessels. Behold, I look, saith the Lord, for those who will walk before me in obedience and submission, that I may dwell in them and manifest my life out of them, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. I know I've got too much to chew here this morning. Amen. He shall abide in the love of Christ if we walk in that obedience toward God. The fruit of that is abiding in God's love. John 15:10, if you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. Amen. Let me move on next. By obedience to the doctrines of Christ, man is set free from sin and made a servant of righteousness. You wouldn't know that much today, would you? Hello? Made free from sin. Let me hurry. Romans 6:17. But God be thanked that ye were the servants of sin. But, listen, he said ye were, not are, ye were the servants of sin. Nowadays, listen, folks, amen, you still be the servant of sin and be God's at the same time. Something is wrong with this business. Amen. You were the servants of sin, but, big interjection here, but ye have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered you. Being then made free from sin, ye became the servants of righteousness. Amen to God. Brother Tony mentions it. From time to time we have preached, can God change me? Amen. Come on. I'm telling you, listen, God changed us when we started this walk, and God will continue to change us as we continue this walk in the same manner with the same mind and heart towards God. That change will be, amen, an ongoing change that God will ever be changing us. We are changed into His likeness. Hello. Amen. Not into the likeness of that world. We are changed into His likeness as we, amen, behold, amen, and by that faith, as we look into the face of the Lamb of God, I'm looking in His face because I'm obedient. Amen. I'm desiring Him. Woo. And God's changing us. Amen. What does it say in Romans? Amen. In Romans chapter 12, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Amen. Hebrews, amen, chapter 12, amen, he said, we are compassed about with such a great cloud of witnesses, amen, we preach out this book, amen, it's filled with witnesses, there's witnesses that's come after the writing of this book, amen, that God has been able to work in lives, amen, what a great cloud of witnesses that we had, amen, that we ought to do what? Amen. We ought to, amen, give ourselves to God. Amen. Wherefore, seeing that we are by compassion over the great cloud of witnesses, let us, amen, submit ourselves. Amen. Let us, amen, give ourselves to God. Amen. Why? Amen. That God, we work in you and I, amen, and manifest His life to a world that is lost. Amen. I don't know about you. There's nothing greater than what God wants to do. Amen. He delivered from self-deception and blessed in his deeds. James, amen, says, be ye doers of the word, not hearers only, deceiving your own self. A person that believes and submits to God and obeys God will be delivered from self-deception. Amen. You know what most people in professing Christendom are suffering from today? Self-deception. They have deceived their own selves. Amen. Why? They're trying to find a way that's not God's way, but it can still attain God's results. It's impossible. Amen. They're trying to find some way that they can have what God promised without being obedient and without being submissive to God. Amen. I'm going to tell you, that's the biggest lie ever been hatched out of hell. Amen. It cannot be done. Amen. Jesus said, except a man deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me, he cannot be my disciple. Amen. He didn't say, amen, possibly can't be. He said, he cannot be my disciple. Amen. If I'm not willing to wholeheartedly follow God, amen, listen, I can tell you God's got problems with that half a heart business. Amen. And he said, it's like a deceitful dove that flies in circles, never goes anywhere. Amen. Constantly around and around. That's a deceitful heart. Amen. I'm telling you, God, he said, that double-minded man, amen. It's like a sore tooth Solomon did or a foot out of joint. Amen. You can't put no confidence in it. I can tell you God ain't never had no confidence in the flesh. Amen. But if we'll let God lead us. Why does God say, have you considered my servant Job? Amen. There's none like him in all the earth that he doeth righteousness and escheweth evil. It's because Job has denied himself and his confidence is in God. God's confidence is never in anything but his own self. Amen. Have you got a person that's, amen, following after self-will? Amen. God has no confidence in any of that. Amen. The Apostle Paul said, we are not of them that draw back unto perdition, but we are of them that go forth to the saving of the soul. Amen. No wishy-washy business. Amen. Let me be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Amen. For we know that our labor is not in vain in Him. Amen. The fruits of obedience. Amen. The gospel today must be preached in its sincerity, in its truth. Amen. And if mankind will follow what God said in its simplicity. Amen. What does the Word of God say about that word simplicity? Don't let any man move you from the simplicity that is in Christ. What do you mean by simplicity, Brother Joe? There's nothing double there. Amen. There's only one will, one way, one Lord. Amen. That means whatever God says is the final authority. Amen. That's the way it's going to be. Amen to God. If we'll walk with that simplicity with God, amen, we'll arrive, amen, and walk in. Amen. The outcome of that simplicity is the magnified Christ at work. Amen. By the power of the Spirit of God, making manifest the will of God. Amen. In earthen vessels in the earth. Amen. I assure you this morning, amen, that there's nothing in this world that is needed any more than that. Amen. That is the greatest need this world has. Amen. Is for Christ to be heralded. Amen. And manifested in living color. Amen. In the world that we live in. Amen. I'm going to close with this. Amen. That young man said, amen, that everywhere that I go, amen, where I live at in my neighborhood is my mission field. Amen. Once I found Christ, he said, wherever I went, I done the same thing that those folks done to me. I introduced them. Do you know Jesus? Amen. Do you know that he loves you? Do you know that he cares for you and enough to die on a rugged cross for your sin? Do you know that he wants to give you, amen, abundant life? Amen. He didn't say riches, abundant life. He wants to give you a life, amen, free from, amen, from condemnation, amen, in your spirit. Amen. He wants to give you peace, real peace. And that is every Christian's duty. We have been transformed for the purpose of being witnesses, that we may tell others what God has done for us. And that we may not only tell them, but that we may manifest that God has done that. Hallelujah. I have set forth my plan, saith the Lord. And behold, Mine eye goes to and fro throughout the whole earth, beholding the good and the evil. And I look for those, saith the Lord, who are willing and obedient. For it is my desire that you may have the good of the land. It is my desire that I may endue you with power from on high, that I may enable you to walk in righteousness, that I may cause you to shine as lights in a dark world, saith the Lord, that I may manifest the Lamb of God before a lost and a dying world, that men, women, boys, and girls may be drawn by conviction unto me and find that same life that is in thee, saith the Lord. Let's just close in prayer this morning. Amen. God's plan is always right. It always works when implemented as God says it must be. Amen. If we would allow the Spirit of God to orchestrate the will of God and the Word of God in our life, then our life will come out like God's Word says. Amen. There's no this and that or but. Amen. I can tell you there are no shortcuts in this business. It can't be found. There's only a straight and a narrow way. Amen. His name is Jesus. Amen. If we will follow in His footsteps, as He was obedient, as He was submissive, amen, likewise, amen, as He ministered and as God moved through Him, amen, and in manifestation of the will of the Father, so will it be in you and I. Amen. It will not be without a price of self, amen, of rejection. Amen. I must deny myself. Amen. If I don't deny myself, I can never take up my cross and follow this Jesus. And if I can't take that cross up and follow Him, amen, I cannot be His disciple. Amen to God. But if we'll follow in His footsteps, one by one, He will lead us. He will guide us. Hallelujah. And He will work in us as His Word hath declared. Amen. He will do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think. My, according to the power that worketh in us. Amen. Therein is the secret, amen, of the Christian life. Amen. It's not in, amen, who I am, how much education I got, but amen, where I come from. Amen. Is that, will I simply follow this Christ? Will I walk in simple, amen, submissive obedience? Everything falls and flies out of that. Amen. My, come on with Brother Joe this morning. Amen. It's time, amen, that God's will's done. Amen. In earth, in the life of the children of God, let that light shine. I heard Him say, arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is arisen upon thee. I'm telling you, the folks that will obey, amen, His glory will arise on you. Amen. His Spirit will work in you. Amen to God. Oh, His Spirit will move in your life. Amen. Old Samson, when he gave God a half a chance, and the Word of God said that the Spirit of God moved him at times in the camp of Dan. I'm telling you, if you and I give God opportunity, His Spirit will move us. It'll move us in righteousness. It'll move us in holiness. It'll move us in power. Amen. It'll move us in purity. Well, glory. Oh, hallelujah. My, my, my. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Glory to God. Oh, glory to God. He will move us. Amen. He will enable us. Hallelujah. He will cause us, amen, to be able to war a good warfare in this earth. He will cause us to be able to be witnesses unto Him, both near and far. Amen to God. Thank God, amen, that He's a God of His Word. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm telling you, that short little prayer of Christ that Jesus said, not my will, Father, but thine be done, must be the mentality, amen, that pervades our life. Amen. No, not my will. Amen. The Apostle Paul said, those things which were gained to me, those I counted as loss for Christ. Amen. Yea, I've counted the loss of all things. Amen. But dung, that I may win Christ. Everything He said it was gained to me, I counted it as that which was to be refuse and cast out. Amen to God. Come on. I can tell you, out of that spirit and out of that mindset, amen, comes a place where God can work. Amen. A place where God can move. And a place that God will move in. And God will work in. And God will transform. And bear His arm. Stretch forth His hand. And move by His Spirit.
Oh, blessed be the Lamb of God.
He will move. Amen. When he finds that place, he found it on the day of Pentecost. And the Word of God, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind. Amen. Heard Brother David Talbert say when God found that place, amen, he wasn't about to waste that opportunity. He took advantage of it immediately. Amen. Because it don't happen often, near often enough. Amen. Thank God for liberty. Thank God for truth. Thank God for a plan that works. Amen. And thank God for all the people down through time that have allowed God to do just that. They have left a trail of the testimony of Christ. Wherever that they have been, they have left the marks of a holy God that has been at work. Amen. And I thank God that He's still at work this morning, today. He's still ready. Amen. He's just looking. Amen. Hallelujah. Anybody need prayer before we close this morning?